right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Oh, what a view for the $9 we gave.
Is it pretty?
Oh, it's breathtaking, Edith. Two Pintos and a Toyota.
In a motel room.
We better get ready for the funeral. Here's your tie. Mm-hmm. Oh, I better fix my face first.
Well, don't rouge it up too much, Edith. You ain't the guest of honor.
Wearing a black suit, Archie sits on the bed.
I sure hope it ain't one of them open casket affairs, you know? It's like, I hate looking at somebody who ain't looking back at me. And then, too, you never know what they're thinking, you know?
How could they be thinking?
Edith, don't try to make sense out of every little thing I say to you. You're married to a guy that has a lot of deep thoughts, you know? Or maybe they're too deep for you, so don't try to get down here with me.
I just can't believe that Cousin Liz is gone.
That's another thing. Why do people always say they can't believe that so-and-so is gone? Like it's some kind of a big surprise. I mean, everybody's got to go, Edith. I mean, we got to go. I mean, you got to go today, maybe me later on.
But it's so sad.
Oh, well, I'll give you that. Yeah, Liz is a beautiful girl. And the nicest relation in your family.
Poor Liz. She was so beautiful. It's too bad she never got married. She didn't have any fun.
Well, listen, Edith, not every girl can be as lucky as you, you know? And being so beautiful, you know, she could have probably got herself a wonderful fella. Oh. For instance, I don't suppose I ever told you this, but like me, I once had a kind of crush on Liz, you know?
Oh. What did you do about it?
I kissed her.
Is that all?
Yeah, she wouldn't do nothing else.
Archie slings a tie under his shirt collar.
You know, I hate black like they got in this funereal suit.
Oh, you look nice in it.
Oh, look at this.
He pulls a yarmulke from the suit pocket.
You remember where I wore that?
Oh, yeah, Stretch Cunningham's funeral. Yeah.
Archie sets it on his head and peers in the mirror.
That's your beanie.
Ain't a beanie. You know what the Jews call this, a yarmulke?
Edith nods, and Archie tucks it back in his pocket.
Poor old Stretch. And everybody down at White loves Stretch so, you know, and we never got a chance to tell him.
It's too bad we don't know in advance when people are going to pass away.
Die. It's a good word. Can't you say die?
Oh, no.
Well, if it's too rough for you, then pick out something a little more soft, like, for instance, croak. You say that, can't you say it?
Croak.
Yes.
If we knew in advance when people are gonna croak, then we could say goodbye to them and tell them how wonderful they are. By the time we say what we ought to say, it's too late to say it.
Mm. Archie. Look at this.
He shows his tie.
Oh, it's a spot here. I'll get it out. Archie.
Yeah, what?
You're wonderful.
You don't have to tell me that.
I wanted to tell you before it's too late.
Archie's face sags. He gazes at Edith.
Thank you very much, Edith. And I want to tell you something before it's too late.
Yeah?
Get the spot out of the tie, huh? Get your nail. Don't replace the spot with a hole, please. You know, you notice the Gideon's Bible here, Edith? No, that's for I said the people can watch all the dirty movies and repent after.
Wouldn't it be nice if Stretch Cunningham and Cousin Liz met up in heaven?
Oh,
I think they'd like each other.
What good would it do them?
What do you mean?
Because when they're up in heaven, they ain't got nothing to do nothing with, you know? Ain't you never seen pictures of angels flying around in the churches there? The only parts they got is the wings. See, the rest of them are smooth.
Archie swirls his hand. Edith ponders uncertainly.
That's another reason the angels ain't ashamed to fly around naked. I wanted to ask you, how long was that Cousin Liz of yours teaching school?
Oh, a long time, 20, 25 years. Well,
that's what I thought. So she must have saved a lot of money, you know? And you being her closest living relation there, you know, if you follow my meaning.
Oh, Archie, I don't want to talk about that now.
Edith, all I'm saying to you is that you stand to collect here, you know? I mean, maybe she stashed away a boodle of dough there. For her old age, which she ain't gonna have now, because she died.
Oh. Huh? She didn't have much money, Archie.
What do you mean? What expense could she have? All them years sharing an apartment with the other old maid school teacher, Veronica Hooses?
Well, that's why they had to share it, because there was teachers. Teachers don't make much money. Look at Mike.
Don't make me think of him and a corpse in a one day, will you?
We better go.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your coat there. Hey, you know what just crossed my mind? I bet we're the first man and woman that ever rented this motel room to put clothes on.
Oh, come on, Archie.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I gotta do something first here.
Archie messes up the bed.
What are you doing that for?
I don't want them to think there's anything wrong with us. Go ahead.
Later, in an apartment, people drink coffee beside a buffet. Archie watches a woman pile cold cuts onto her plate.
Ain't you got enough of that?
Let her have what she wants.
Old people throw up, Edith.
Chewing a cracker, Archie joins guests sitting in the living room.
Excuse me, please. Excuse me.
He sits between two people on the couch.
Well, Veronica. You and Liz, you had a nice little apartment here, huh?
Oh, thank you, Archie.
Come on, Edith. Come on, sit right down here. You could move.
Archie points at the man beside him, who stands up to give Edith his seat.
I'll speak to you later, Mr. Robert.
It was a lovely funeral, oh, Veronica.
Thank you, Edith.
Everybody seemed to enjoy it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. She looked so beautiful, didn't she, Archie?
Hey, the funeral must have cost a bundle, huh?
Oh, well, yes, it did, Archie.
I was afraid. See, that cuts down on the remaining cash, which is where you come in.
Archie, the teacher's union insurance paid for it.
Oh, then it was worth every cent.
Veronica, I really must go.
Oh, excuse me for just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, there better be some cash, either, because I don't see nothing around here that we could use, you know? And borrowing a 19.5-inch color TV over there with the remote control and the magic eye tuner in there, and a hi-fi CEO in the
corner. Archie, we shouldn't talk about that now. Anyway, some of these things must belong to Veronica. Oh. The only thing I see that's coming to me is that silver tea set there. Oh. Ain't it beautiful?
If you like tea.
It's been in our family for 100 years.
Well, I know it's old, but still it's got to be worth something.
See, originally it belonged to my great-grandmother on my mother's side, and when my great-grandmother on my mother's side got married, she got it as a wedding present from my great-grandfather's brother on my father's side. Then when my grandmother passed away, she left it to cousin Liz's mother on my mother's side, and that killed me. My mother's home.
I'll take my life, Edith. I'll take my life.
So Aunt Lucy promised.
Archie covers his face with a cushion. Edith taps his arm.
I ain't interested in a silver tea set there, Edith. You get it next to Ken. It'll come to you when you get it. You turn it over for $10.
Oh, it's worth more than that.
That's $1,250.
No, that must be worth at least $2,000.
Archie narrows his eyes at the tea set.
There's a trip to California on that tray.
Edith, excuse me. I wonder if I could speak to you privately for just a minute.
Oh, sure.
Excuse us, Archie.
Well, that's all right. You're sure? I'll just mingle around here with the mourners a little bit.
A guest handles the tea set.
You don't want to fool with that. That's very valuable silver there, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Now, get away from that.
Veronica ushers Edith into the bedroom.
Oh, ain't this lovely?
Thank you.
Was this Liz's room?
Well, this was our room, Edith.
Oh, you shared the same bedroom.
We shared everything. Would you sit down, please, Edith?
Thank you.
Edith, I couldn't help overhearing the conversation between you and Archie about Liz's silver tea set.
Oh, it's beautiful, ain't it?
Yes, it is. It gave us such pleasure.
I'm so glad.
Every afternoon after school, we'd spend a leisurely hour having tea. And no matter what, we always had that hour that belonged to just us.
Oh, that's nice.
And I know it's very valuable, but it means so much to me. I was wondering if maybe I could keep it.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, I'd see that it gets back into your family.
Oh, it's been in my family for 100 years. See, originally it belonged to my great-grandmother on my mother's side. And when she was married, it was a wedding present from my great-grandfather. Oh, I'm sorry, Veronica. I didn't mean to upset you.
Veronica wipes away a tear.
Edith. Your cousin Liz and I were very fond of each other. Extremely fond of each other.
Oh, I know. We was too.
You see, we loved each other.
I know. We loved each other, too. I can remember when we was kids in school, we was like sisters.
Oh, no, this wasn't like that. We loved each other in a different way.
Huh? What way?
Well, this was more like a marriage.
A marriage? Oh, but it couldn't be. I mean, you and Cousin Liz was both get...
Edith frowns, her eyes searching Veronica's face. Edith's jaw slowly drops.
Cousin Liz?
Yes.
Oh.
Wide-eyed, Edith gulps.
We had a happy, wonderful life together. 25 marvelous years.
Oh. Oh, that's good. I wonder why she never mentioned it.
Well, people don't want to hear about those things. I mean, do you think that we would have been allowed to continue to work as school teachers?
Well, why not? I mean, that don't affect the brain, does it? Oh, Veronica, I wish you hadn't told me about this.
Veronica starts out.
So do I.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I mean, it's so sad. It must have been terrible loving somebody and not being able to talk about it. You can have the tea set. I mean, it belongs to you. You're really her next of kin.
Oh, thank you, Edith. Thank you.
As they hug, Archie enters.
Oh, hey, Veronica, the guests seem to want to leave, so I tell them go ahead.
Oh.
Veronica hurries out.
Edie, you know something? You were right. That's very valuable. I turned it upside down. It says silver underneath there. You know what you are? You ever have a seat it? Huh? Hey, California, he might come.
No, Archie.
He waltzes Edith around.
We ain't taking the tea set, Archie.
Huh?
We ain't taking the tea set. I'm going to let Veronica keep it.
Why?
Veronica was closer to Cousin Liz than me or anybody else.
What the hell are you talking about? Veronica ain't even family.
Well, it's like, to me, you're family.
Say to me I'm family. You and me is married, Edith.
Well, Veronica and Cousin Liz was... like married.
Archie's grin freezes. Then he scowls, glaring at Edith as he ponders. He cocks his brow quizzically.
Are you telling me that Liz and Veronica were...
He twists his hand. Edith nods.
That beautiful girl that I kissed? Liz was 11?
Edith nods again.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Edith, you must have got something wrong. You heard something wrong. You got mixed up some way in this conversation you was having today with Veronica. Did you once hit a white queer?
Edith shuts the door.
You'll embarrass her.
Embarrass her? What about me? How do you think I feel knowing a deviation like that was running around on your side of the family? Now that I think of that girl, Liz.
Liz.
Same thing. No wonder when I kissed her, she wouldn't do more. And you want me to fix her up with poor Stretch in heaven? She ain't even gonna go to heaven.
Archie, Veronica and Cousin Liz loved each other. Like you and me.
Don't say that. Like you and me, oh Lord, help me, you are so naive about these things. I mean, don't you understand that there's a hell of a difference, huh? In love and...
He mouths sex.
Between people who have the same and different...
Gee, that part don't have nothing to do with it.
That part has everything to do with it, that part. Turn around and march yourself in there and you pick up your silver. Let's go home to New York.
No, I ain't gonna do that, Archie.
You mean you're gonna disobey your husband?
Yeah. Case closed.
Well, we'll just see about
this. Well, what are you going to do, Archie?
Tell you, Veronica, hold it there a minute. Now, look, I don't want to get into nothing personal with you at all. All I want to say to you is that silverware over there is legally the property of my wife here.
She gave it to me, Archie.
Well, I don't think she knew what she was doing, and I think we can have this whole thing settled in a court.
Oh, no!
I think a judge ought to decide who gets that silver, huh?
I don't have to do that.
Well, if I bring it into court, you got to do it. Why don't we let a judge decide that?
I can't do that.
Why can't you do that?
Because I might lose my job.
What's your job got to do with the silverware over there? Oh. Suddenly. Because a judge wouldn't want to hear nothing about this Candlestine romance going on here. Oh, yes, you could get into a lot of trouble there. I could get her in a lot of trouble.
Archie, you wouldn't do that.
Well, she put the idea in my head. Why wouldn't I do that?
Didn't you hear her? She said she could lose her job.
Who the hell wants people like that? Kids are not kids. I'm sure God don't guard sitting in judgment.
Well, sure he is, but he's God. You ain't. Listen, you wouldn't want to be the cause of somebody losing their job. Archie, she's all alone in the world now, and she's got nobody to take care of her like I have. And she can't help how she feels.
And she didn't hate you. So why should you want to hate her? Archie, I can't believe you'd do anything that mean.
Archie studies Veronica across the room, then meets Edith's gaze. He clamps his lips, defeated. Then he scrunches his face at her.
You stay here.
Edith waits while Archie approaches Veronica.
All right, Veronica, don't worry. We ain't gonna take in the course.
And we ain't taking the tea set, neither.
Couldn't you wait? And we ain't taking the tea set, neither. But I gotta tell you one thing. I can't understand yous people at all. I mean, why don't yous all just stop that? You're a good-looking woman. Why don't you go out and get yourself a good-looking guy there and turn yourself around? Now, that is my advice to you, if you don't mind.
Veronica hesitates, then smiles fondly.
No, I don't mind.
She hugs him.
Thank you, Archie.
Well, Ed, didn't you get something out of that?
Archie gestures at Veronica, who just smiles. Directed by Paul Bogart. Teleplay by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story by Barry Harmon and Harv Brosten. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear, Kay Callan, Veronica Cartwright. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.